Good afternoon from the KWAT Newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. As the calendar is about to turn to November, construction crews working to complete the first phase of the Highway 212 construction project in Watertown have a battle on two fronts, the weather and high water levels on the Big Sioux River. Project engineer Bryce Olson with the South Dakota DOT says the biggest piece of unfinished work on the reconstruction of 212 between Highways 20 and 81 remains pouring a new bridge deck over the river. The hope is to get that done within the next month.
At this point, they've got modified false work plans to accommodate the high water, and they're still planning to go ahead with the bridge pour. Thanksgiving, 1st of December type time frame. And assuming that that goes well, we should be able to get the paving well enough, even if it's temporary, to open it to traffic. If the water level comes up, then all bets are off on whether we can get the bridge deck poured. But they're still hopeful that it'll work out. But the water level can't come up higher than it is now, or they won't be able to.
Olson explains what false work is and why it needs to be done before a new bridge deck can be poured.
Basically, what they do is they have to have a set of formwork underneath this type of bridge. And in order to be able to place that bridge, we have to have sufficient false work or temporary work underneath the bridge to support the new deck.
Olson was asked how he responds to critics who say this project is taking too long to finish.
Nothing ever gets done quite the way it's intended, and Mother Nature has definitely not helped us this year. And added on to that is the high water at the bridge really has complicated being able to complete that work.
Authorities have identified the man who died in a fire at his home in Madison, Minnesota. Lacqui-Parle County Sheriff Alan Anderson says 62-year-old Kenneth Muehlbauer died in the fire October 23rd. Muehlbauer's body was found in the basement of the home, and Anderson says that's where the fire is believed to have started. A woman in the home was treated and released. Anderson says the fire remains under investigation but is not considered suspicious. Authorities in Lemon have recovered the body of a truck driver after a semi caught fire in the parking lot of a grocery store. Firefighters were called to a vehicle fire in the parking lot of the Lemon IGA around 5:30 Wednesday morning. Crews found the semi engulfed in flames. A man was found dead in the truck. He was the only occupant. His name won't be released until family members have been notified. A sharply divided U.S. House has approved the rules for its impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump. Today's near party line 232-196 vote was the chamber's first formal vote on a process that is likely to take months, possibly stretching into the early weeks of the 2020 election year. Underscoring the gravity of the vote, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi presided over the chamber as it voted on the rules package. The vote was a victory for majority Democrats who will control the investigation in the House. It gives them the ability to curb the ability of Republicans to subpoena witnesses and of White House lawyers to present witnesses. Republicans say the process was skewed against them and the White House. South Dakota Congressman Dusty Johnson voted no on the rules of the impeachment inquiry. Following the vote, Johnson issued a statement reading, "I voted against the impeachment resolution. The process it establishes does not provide the transparency and fairness we need. It concentrates power in the hands of Adam Schiff, who was given a veto over Republican efforts to call witnesses and subpoena records. A tainted impeachment process does not better us as a nation," end quote. Multiple rounds of disasters have kept FEMA active and busy in South Dakota for many months. FEMA spokesman Phil Wernisch says they have a long list of disaster assistance requests in South Dakota. Wernisch says there's no set timeline for local governments and agencies to get disaster assistance payments.
Each applicant, the timeline for being reimbursed is going to be unique on based on how quickly they can get the damages provided to us, and we can get the projects written up and then submitted for an eligibility review. And then once that happens and the grants are approved, then FEMA pays the 75% federal cost share. We provide that to the state of South Dakota.
Warnish says they have about 280 FEMA staffers who are still working in South Dakota. Well, the state of South Dakota will soon begin another meth awareness campaign. Governor Kristi Noem says it'll take a combined effort.
We're going to be unveiling our education media campaign here in November, and it's going to be pretty impactful. I'm excited about it getting out there. Really, what it talks about is getting everybody on the case of meth, that we don't get to look the other way, that we're responsible for each other, that we have friends, family, community members that are struggling with this addiction, and we need everybody's help to really deal with it in our state.
Noem says it will be a more positive campaign.
Past campaigns have been pretty negative, I think, and scary for folks. This one is more hopeful, and I think that's really what they've shown to have a better effect. So this campaign will be aggressive, and we know that education does work and awareness campaigns work. It did work years ago when we had federal dollars, and that's why you've seen us support it now this time.
The state has been running the No Meth Forever campaign for the past few years. Law enforcement says meth is still the number one illegal drug they encounter in South Dakota. An Illinois woman has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for providing heroin that led to an overdose death in South Dakota. 27-year-old Stephanie Broker of Chicago earlier pleaded guilty to distributing a controlled substance resulting in death. U.S. Attorney Ron Parsons says Broker mailed heroin from Rockford, Illinois to a drug customer in Fedora, South Dakota in November 2017. The recipient used the heroin and died of an overdose hours later. Federal Judge Karen Schreier also sentenced Broker this week to 3 years of supervised release and restitution of about $3,600. Broker has been turned over to the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service. Well, tonight's the night where kids in small towns and large cities all over the country will be out on the hunt for candy. It's Halloween, and that means a lot of foot traffic out on streets after dark. Coddington County Sheriff Brad Howell has a few reminders to help make it a safe night out there.
Make sure you're wearing bright colors. If you don't have a costume that is very brightly colored, maybe a glow stick or some sort of a flashing light just to kind of help motorists and your parents to see you. And drivers, it goes to the same thing. If you're driving, make sure you're being mindful. Don't be on your phone as well. Being mindful of all the kids and all the movement and all the traffic and everybody out and about, because the 31st, that evening, gets to be a very busy evening. If you haven't been out on a Halloween evening around Watertown or any of our small communities out in Coddington County, be mindful of all the kids.
Again, that's Coddington County Sheriff Brad Howell. That's a look at what's happening today. From the KWAT Newsroom, I'm Mike Tanner.